We continue Siman Lama Beis in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sif Ches. Hamacha Mamutza, the average healthy food, Lakam Chita, is bread made out of wheat. Loisailus Mamish, not pure white flour. Kiasailus Misachim Lasakel, that type of flour does not digest well. Achiyibai Gam Ktsas Mamursan, you should have some bran in the flour. And that sours in an average amount of time. Obam melech, and they should have some salt in the bread. Or mafet taner, and bake it in the oven. Other foods made out of grain, out of wheat, enem toivim, are not healthy. Mimine abosar, from meat, hatoiv hu keves ben shnasoi, we should have sheep meat. Which is on the animal is less than a year old. V'kein ha'gedoyim ha'yonkim, nursing goats. Akomine b'nei ma'ayim, the meat, the stomach meat, v'gam ha'roish, and the meat of the head, he'maloi toivim, are not healthy. Ha'izim goats, v'apara cow, parazakena older cow, v'agvina ha'yishona, aged cheese, Hema mecholim roim v'ovim are unhealthy foods. Kol basar oif, any poultry, kalas achel, is easier to digest, yosem basar behema, more than animal meat. Batayshah ba'oifis, and the best of poultry is tanagoyos with chicken. Omra roifim, the doctor say, kamachel sha'odam rogel boy, something that a person is accustomed to eat, ena mazikloi, will not harm him. But fuel machel raw, even if it's not such a healthy food, if you're accustomed to eat something, it becomes part of your nature. But never overeat. Sif tes. Behemoth, don't eat the heart of the animal or oif of a bird. Shim the kosh l'shicha, they could cause forgetfulness. So don't eat from where a mouse or a cat bit into the food, they also cause forgetfulness. There are many things that the Chazal and the Sfarim teach us that cause forgetfulness that people should avoid. A person who's supposed to wash his hands and doesn't wash his hands, eating olives, drinking the leftover water after it was used for washing one's feet when one foot over the other foot, putting one's clothing on under his head, walking between two camels or between two women, or woman walking between two men, smelling a nevela animal, the corpse of an animal, somebody who eats bread that wasn't all baked, somebody who eats from a serving spoon, somebody who drinks from a water that passes through a cemetery. Of course, it's not a problem if the water is in a pipe. Somebody who looks at the face of a person who died. Somebody who reads the wording on a stone, on a metzeva, if the way it's written is in bold lettering. Somebody who looks at the face of somebody who's angry. Somebody who looks at a woman when she's experiencing her period. Somebody who sews garment while he's wearing that garment, somebody who sleeps in shoes, somebody who puts on two garments at the same time, somebody who dries his hands in his clothing, somebody who leaves a sefer open and leaves it open, all these chas v'shalom cause that one should forget his learning. Sif Yud, Zman Achil, the proper time to eat, Hukishishavol, Lechel Tava Mitas Lazara, when he's truly hungry. Well, havdol, and we have to differentiate between tava mitas, between somebody who's really hungry, the tava zara his eyes. There's two different types of desire to eat. Harisha nikras rov, that's called being hungry. Ketz the mucha rekup, the stomach is empty. Vashni kishmis avol miyuchad mach miyuchad, somebody desires a certain type of food. The nikras te'avon, that's called having an appetite. Generally, a healthy person should eat twice a day. The chaloshim zakenim, weak people, old people, yesh lachal achmat, should eat not that much, but pamachas and only eat once a day. Should not eat, should eat just a little at a time. Yoichal harbe kacharbe pam b'yoyim, and that's how they will eat many times during the day. Karibe amachal, eating too much, yachlish as a stomach weakens the stomach. Aroitz alishma b'riyosoi, somebody who wants to remain healthy, lo yoichal, he shouldn't eat until the stomach is completely empty. People who eat regular type of food and exercise in a regular fashion, he should eat l'shei shas, should be eat with 6 hour intervals between meals. It's good to skip one meal a week, to give the stomach a rest. That's how his digestive system will be strengthened. If you're going to skip a meal, the good time to skip a meal is on Erev Shabbos. Sif Yud Aleph. It's wonderful to get used to eating past Shachris. And the Shulchan Aruch says that the right time to eat past Shachris is 4 hours into the day. And for Talmid Chachamim, it's 6 hours into the day. Many questions, does that mean from when you get up? Or does that mean just regular, what is the 4th hour into the day, the 6th hour into the day? Sif Yabez HaRoyetz Alechel Kami Mina Macholim. If someone wants to eat a number of different types of food, Yagdim La'achel Tchila Samshalshal. He should first eat the food that causes one to use the bathroom. V'lo yarvim emozen, he shouldn't mix that together with the other foods. El shoyim mat b'neim, wait a little in between eating these foods. V'ken yagdim samachal akal, he should eat the lighter foods, shunoich l'sakal, which are easier to digest. K'goyim bosa oiv k'adil basa mehem agasla, he should eat the poultry before he eats the meat. D'varm shem amtsas b'neim ma'ayim, think of things that put stress on the stomach. Yoichel miyad lach achila, he should eat after he just ate, and also val yoichel mem harbi, don't eat much of them. Sif yegimel meyois ki aschol seikul bepeh, the beginning of the digestive system begins in the mouth. Idei tchinas shnayim, by chewing the food with the teeth. V'sar v'smitzaroyik, with its the food getting mixed together with the saliva. L'chein layivla shum macha b'loy li'isa, a person should never eat without chewing his food. Because then he's relying just on the stomach doing digestion, and the mouth plays a vital role in this digestive system. Sif Yudal, Kfar Marnu, Kibnei Adam Eina Shavim Mizgam. Not all people are the same. Yesh L'chol Ish Lifcha Pi Roifim. A person should choose with his doctor's consultation which foods are good according to his health situation, where he lives, and what his situation is. And typically, the doctors have different categories of foods. Yesh mechalim sheim roim b'yoyis ad ma'id, the foods that are very bad. It would be best that people should never eat these types of foods. Large, salted, old fish. Aged, salted cheese. Mushrooms. Aged, salted meat. Wine that has not yet fermented. And spoiled food. Any food that has a bad smell or is very bitter, it's for the body, it's like ingesting poison. And there are foods that are not good. They're not as bad as the first group. You should only eat a little of those types of foods, and after many days, don't eat them all the time. Don't get accustomed that this is the food you eat, to constantly have them as part of your meal. Large fish, ugvina, cheese, v'chol of milk, that you didn't consume only after Esen v'abam shas, 24 hours after it was milked, ubasim shvarim gedolim, meat of large ox, utiyashim gedolim, or large animals, v'lechem sorim, bread made out of barley, v'lechem matzis, v'akruv, cabbage, v'achotze, v'abtzom, onions, v'ashum and garlic, v'chadl, mustard, v'tznoin, radishes. Kol eilu macholim roim heim. All of these are considered unhealthy foods. Ein royal adam lechem eilu. It's not appropriate to eat from these foods. Ela ma'at ad mo'ed, very little. U'b'moysek sham in the winter. Av'moysek ham in the summer lo'yoch mehem klal. It's important to point out, as we learn here and we learn in other places, where Chazal taught us which foods are healthy and which foods are unhealthy and which things bring a refuah. The rule is that nishtanu atevim, what was taught by Chazal, many of those medicines or many of those prescriptions, the world that we live in is different. And same for the diet. We have to follow the diet that the doctors tell us is the healthy diet for us. Sif tezvav. Yesh mecham shem roim. There are other foods that are not that healthy. However, ve'enim kamayelu, they're not as bad as these. Ve'em oif hamayim, the bird of the sea, avas or barvas, geese, b'nei yoyna k'tanim, and small pigeons. Utmarim, dates, v'lechem shenilash b'shemen, bread that was made with oil, v'asoyla shenipa, it's called circa, flour that was completely sieved. Actually, this is by Reich Morrison, there isn't the slightest amount of bran. Ain royal habas b'machalos elu. It's inappropriate to eat too much of these foods. Sif tazayim. Loilam yimnas adam asmi peris oilonus. People shouldn't eat that many fruits. Loyab alech mehem. You shouldn't eat many of them. Afilu yuveishim, even when they're dried. Or mekoshkein, retuvim when they're moist. Avakoidim shiz bashel be'ilan kol tzarkin. Eating a fruit before it's ripened, harenka charovus laguf, it's like sticking the body with spears. Vekena charuvim, caribs, royal oilam, are always bad. Haperis hachamutsim roim, sour fruits are no good. Vemem elamaat bimaisachama, you should only eat a little of them in the summer. Umakaimscham, in a place that has a warm climate. Vateinim, figs, anovim, grapes. For amoin and pomegranates, la'olam tovim are always healthy fruits, be'rituvim be'nyveshim, whether they're moist or dried. V'ayichem hem adamem kol tzarki, you can eat as much as you need of those fruits. U'mekom akim la'yas menechilosim, don't constantly eat them. Afa pi shem tovim, because pre'alonis, even though they are the best fruits that one can eat. Sif yudzayim, bin yashti, when we speak about drinking, hamayim hem amashkim ativim la'avadam, the natural drink for a human being is water. Ubriim leguf, and they're healthy for the body. Emem zachim v'tzlulim, if they're clear. Me'alim, they're very helpful to the body. Shurit shaymer ativish beguf, they protect that the person's moisture is proper. Maham lahitzis apsilus, and they help a person use the bathroom. Kishiyish demayim, when you drink water, Yifchas akarm, drink cold water. Sheheim meravim es atzmoim, they quench the thirst. Metim es ha'ikol yoitzer, they are good for the digestion. Me'elu shenim karm versus water that are not cold. Ach lo yir karmoi, they shouldn't be very cold. Shemachabim es ha'choy mativi, that could extinguish the natural heat in a human body. Mekoshkeim, she'odnam yoi v'yogeya, when a person is tired and when a person's tired and weak, yizar ma'oid, he should be very careful. Shalishtas ma'im karim, he shouldn't drink very cold water. Ka'az chelev halev nischamim, it warms up the fat around the heart. From v'mahotach ma'chum sayev egia, which is already weakened because of him being tired and exhausted. But ma'im karim yilziku lo'oid, the cold water can make even greater damage. That it could come to danger. Even though, as we're saying, water is so healthy, mikamakam layishtemem harbei, don't drink too much water. English as ma'im kodin machila, don't drink water before you eat. Lefishinaskarer hatstamuka, it cools off the stomach. Vloitis achlas amazin karoi, and the food won't be digested properly. The gamma toichachilosa, also while you're eating, layishterak ma'at ma'im mozubiyayin, just drink a little water that has wine in it. Rak shemachel maskelas akel, when the food begins to digest, oz yishtashir b'neinu, then you could drink an average amount of water. The cane, English this mind would say so, min amerchats, don't drink water when you leave the bathhouse. Shleis kara covered, it could cause that the liver should get diseased. Mekoshken shleishta b'merchats, while one is in the merchats, he shouldn't drink water. The cane lo yishta oisum take of acha amishgol, after having relations, don't immediately drink water. The body's natural heat has been weakened, and it could adversely affect the organs of the body. Wine protects the body's temperature. It helps digestion. It causes that the excess and the body should be expelled. For oizel abrius hagufan, helps a person's general health. Kishishtem imenu shim beinoni, only if you drink it in moderation. Misha moichei cholish, somebody who doesn't have a strong mind, yizor minayayin, should be careful not to drink wine. Shemoisev al chilishasa, it could weaken the mind even more. Omamalas haroish ashanim, it could add all sorts of improper chemicals to the brain. Hayayin wine is good for elderly people, but not good for young people. Wine increases the natural body heat. It just adds too much fire. Until one is 21 years old, he shouldn't drink wine. Don't drink wine before you eat. Just a little. It just helps to make the appetite right, but that's only if you just drink a little. V'loy ba'es ra'avin, don't drink wine when there's a hunger. V'loy acha amerchitz v'zeya, not after using the bathhouse or a sauna. V'loy acha amal v'yigio, not after exercise. U'betoich achila, while you're eating, la'yishta el ma'at, you should only just drink a little, just a little of the wine.